Well, in my diocese, which the Diocese of Juneau is the smallest diocese in the country of the United States. And so we have young people from very remote islands. And for them to gather with all the young people of my diocese, they only see maybe five other Catholic young people. And so whenever they gathered with 31 from the diocese, that made it such a special event. And then they gathered with 140 from the state of Alaska, and that was phenomenal. Then they gathered with over 30,000 from the United States, and we had mass together, and that was spectacular. But for them to gather with about 1.5 million Catholic young people to celebrate Mass with the Holy Father, it was just astonishing. So it was just a glorious, glorious experience, especially for the young people of my diocese in Juneau, Alaska.
If you were looking back on this week, I mean, it has really been a hectic week with a bruising schedule for many of the young people taking part, and yet not once did there seem to be, anger, bad humor. The tiredness didn't seem to overcome their enthusiasm. Take us through exactly how the young people of your diocese lived this experience. When did you arrive? What were you involved in?
Well, we arrived early. It is a 10-hour difference between Madrid and Juneau, Alaska. In arriving early, it afforded our young people to be well rested, on top of their game, you could say. And we had a couple days prior to the start of World Youth Day to spend some time in other cities. I could not join them, but they were in Lourdes, France. They were in Toledo, but that's when I had the chance to join them, celebrated Mass with them at the Cathedral of Toledo. The next day, we went to Avila and celebrated Mass there at the Church of Saint Teresa, and so they had the chance to walk through some of the Spanish saints and to really catch a bit of the Spanish culture in the Catholic community in the Catholic a community in Spain. So it was a wonderful experience for them.
In fact, you're there speaking about the Spanish Christian culture, the Christian roots of this great nation, and it really did become so very visibly and almost it was perceptible, particularly from the first major ecclesial event over which Pope Benedict XVI presided. Let's talk about the Way of the Cross. It was a very moving liturgy, was it not?
It was indeed. In fact, what is so spectacular is for us to demonstrate a very rich tradition in our church, and that is the Way of the Cross, a true meditation whereby we walk with Jesus. And for the Catholic Church, along with 1.5 million of its young people, of her young people, and then to demonstrate that before not only the community in Madrid, but also the people of Spain, and then also the people of the world. It was a spectacular opportunity to share with the world the wonderful devotion that we have in the Way of the Cross.
Of course, that was almost the culmination of the week of work to that point. Did you take part in any of the catechesis sessions that were actually offered to the English-speaking pilgrims
I
here in
did.
Madrid?
I was one of eight U.S. bishops who were catechetical bishops, catechesis bishops, and it was just an honor and a privilege for me to share in that responsibility. We spoke about firm, in the faith. We spoke about being established in Jesus Christ, and also about being witnesses to Christ in the world. Those three themes was what we followed on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the young people were so attentive. They were just so engaged in the topics. You could see that they all hungered and thirst for the message and had a great desire to share it with others. But it was just contagious being with these young people and the great gift of faith they possess. For me, as a bishop and as a successor to the apostles, it was humbling. And it also gave me the resolve to do all the more for them in order to satisfy that hunger and thirst that they have for Jesus Christ, and for them to stay strong in their faith, and for them to be, witnesses who are alive in Jesus Christ. And so it gave me the desire to do all the more for them.
This is something that it's a subject that is recurring. Every time I talk to a bishop, they seem to always say, yes, we're here for the young people, but in reality, the young people have given much more to us than we can give to them a lot of the time. So it's World Youth Day isn't just about the young people who take part, is it?
It's amazing that there are over 800 bishops from around the world who have gathered for World Youth Day. And it's also amazing, and I was speaking with Cardinal Sean O'Malley today on the bus, that what a blessing it was for the church when Blessed John Paul II began World Youth Days. And in my presentations, I closed the question and answer session with a Hail Mary, a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, and then the litany of the World Youth Day patron saints. And when I got to the last name, as I went through all the saints, and the young people were saying, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. And when I would get to Blessed John Paul II, to hear the kids scream out, pray for us, as if he was still there, and which you know that our Blessed John Paul II is here with us in these wonderful days. So World Youth Day has been such a blessing for the church and for the world.
And in fact, we had the delight, or particularly Spanish young people, but I think everybody really had the good news, of course, Saturday morning when in Almudena Cathedral, Pope Benedict announced that he would soon proclaim another patron saint of this particular World Youth Day, St. John of Avila, a doctor of the church.
Yes, yes. Absolutely wonderful.
But I have to ask you the question, the vigil. Were you actually there? And if you were, how would you describe it?
I was not there. I was watching it on television, and I just saw the excitement, both with the weather and also in the faces of all the young people.
I know, it really was what Pope Benedict XVI himself said, an unforgettable vigil, really. It will go down in the history of World Youth Days. Now let's look at the message that Pope Benedict XVI had to give to the young people.
Well, I have to say that in his calling forth of the young people to follow Jesus Christ, in particular in establishing a personal relationship with him, it was just so vital in how he first went about inviting the young people to World Youth Day. He has followed this theme all along. When reading the introduction that he wrote to the catechetical booklet for the young people, he challenged them yet once again to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. All throughout the themes of the catechetical sessions, ran that whole thread. And our Holy Father, I think, has done just that with today's gospel, to have Jesus, look to Peter and say, Peter, you are rock, and on this rock I will build my church. And for the young people to simply look up and see the successor of St. Peter right there in their midst, that he, our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, has done a phenomenal job in just bringing all these young people to Jesus Christ. It's so beautiful.
At a very personal level, my last question, Bishop Burns, you're going back now to, as you described it, the smallest diocese in your country. Is there any one particular personal memory of something that happened, that you saw, that you heard, a conversation you had in this past week or more in Spain that you will be bringing back to you and will really stick out there as your memory of this 26th World Youth Day?
I have to say that it was a conversation that I had with a taxi cab driver. The taxi cab driver, just in his broken English, simply said to me, "We are so glad you are here. all of you just bring new life to our city. And it's wonderful to see our Holy Father, you know, Pope Benedict XVI here in our midst and with us. He spoke about how it is for them a true jump start in their faith and for their city and for their country. It, for me, just gave me a true appreciation of what a joy it is to have World Youth Day visit various places throughout the world. And now for me to share in the joy of the people of Madrid and Spain for having this experience, I have to say that touched me greatly.
2013, Rio de Janeiro, do you think you will be there along with your young people or perhaps another group of young people?
Before I have to tell you this, my leader has already discussed putting down a deposit for 2013 in Rio de Janeiro, and we are committed to be in attendance.
It could even top the Philippines, considering it's taking place in one of the in the world's largest Catholic country.
Wouldn't that be phenomenal for me? And I wrote an article for our secular paper. Juneau is the state capital, and I'm privileged to be a regular columnist for the secular paper. And I just wrote an article in which I state that World Youth Day remains the largest gathering of young people in the world. And it's amazing that it is a man by the name of Pope Benedict XVI who calls them all together. And for it to even surpass a gathering like Manila would be phenomenal.